I'm here with Coach Sarah Reese of the Crookston girls soccer team. And Sarah, well, it was a tough start and a tough finish, but against a tough Bemidji team, I would say that for about an hour of game time there, I think the Pirates played a pretty good defensive game there. Take me through kind of what went right there towards the end of the first half and at the beginning of the second half.
Yeah, definitely. We went to Bemidji with a slightly different game plan, as you know, we know that they are a highly competitive team and a very poised and patient team. And so we took a more defensive strategy going into that, trying to interrupt their flow and play of the game to slow it up and also to create some opportunities for ourselves. When we went into the game, the first 10 minutes, we were not going to the ball and maybe just being a little bit more reactive than proactive. And unfortunately, they snuck in a few quick ones. But after that, we were able to regain our composure and play together as a team. And I thought that we ended the half really well. The 30 of the 40 minutes that we played in the first half, I thought we did really well. And we were intentionally trying to intercept passes and the flow that they had trying to establish. And then in the second half, we started out really strong. They did end up sneaking in a couple of goals at the end of the game, but generally speaking, we played really well in sort of the middle of the game on the back end of the first half and the front end of the second half. I think collectively we worked really, really well together. They are a really great team and have a lot of different people that create opportunities for them. Unfortunately, number 21 was a little problematic for us. She just has a laser fine focus on the goal and also has a really strong kick. And so that was quite evident.
Yeah, again, a four-goal day for Lily Paquette. But it was Cassie Solheim having to come in again and play goalie. And, you know, obviously it's always tough when one of your best offensive players has to come and play goalie. But obviously she's up to the task, and I think that she played pretty well looking at the stats.
Yeah, we were sad that Reese Swanson wasn't able to play today. She hasn't been medically cleared yet to play. So, you know, we're really happy when we have team players like Cassie that are – maybe it's not their primary position, but they're willing to do what the team needs them. Cassie has played in the goal before, and when she's playing in the goal, of course, we miss her presence on the field. But Cassie was very busy tonight. She had 25 saves, and she was making saves here, there, and everywhere, and so definitely showed her talent. In fact, the coaches said after the game, commented about how talented she was and were surprised that she was our backup goalie. So that always feels good to get accolades from the other coach about your player when that's not their primary position. That being said, when she's in the goal, she's not in that playmaking position that she typically is. And so we certainly had to change things up and asked lots of different people to play in roles that they could contribute to the team and that we could connect, collectively work together.
Overall, what do you think were some of the positives of the match, and what do you think are some of the things that you'd like the team to work on coming up with their game against Hillcrest?
Well, the positives are that, you know, we were able to be gritty, even despite some adversity. We were working as a team. We were, you know, all the players were doing their part. And regardless of the circumstance and the score and the end result, I was happy with their play because they never gave up and they kept pushing through. Going into our game on Thursday, we have to go back to our offense and defense and transitioning play and being first to the ball. And we have a really good opportunity to have a win on Thursday. And so we need to go in with that mindset despite the circumstances and conditions that we're playing in. And we need to each do our part, right? The folks playing defense need to play offense, and those playing offense need to play defense, so that we can transition seamlessly and also create scoring opportunities and slow the ball down on their side as well.
And will Reese Swanson be back for that game on Thursday, or will it be a little bit longer?
At this time, I'm unaware if she will be back. It's not likely.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. But thank you very much, Sarah. That sounds like some good keys to success here on Thursday. And I wish you good luck there in Fergus. So you have a good one.
Thank you.